Okay. All right, wonderful. All right, so we're going to pick it up right where we left off. On Mem Hei. Okay, so the last point that we were discussing was the question of whether, in the laws of agriculture, when you have the matnos aniyim, we talked about the idea that there's lakat shuchacha and peya, things that are forgotten. And the question is, if you have, let's say, a grain on top of a grain, in halacha, generally, we say min bimino eno batel, but when you have two things of the same kind, one cannot occlude upon the other. So it seems like a far-reaching comparison, but the point is that when you had the body that may have been on top of another body in the situation of Eglarufa, what were we going to say about that? So this is towards the top of Mem Hei on the base. Let's say, let's start with three lines from the top. A little drop of review, but then we'll be all set. So Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim Einan Shechacha, Hatachto Mipnei Shehu Tamun, the one that's on the bottom is considered to be tamun, hidden, and therefore it's not shechacha, which has to be in the open. Ve'alyon mibnei shu'tzaf. The top one is considered as if it were like floating. So savur dehani tanai k'Rabbi Yehuda svir lehu de'amar b'sade, right? V'shachachta omer b'sade, must be in the field to the exclusion of something which is hidden. That doesn't count as shechacha. That doesn't belong to the poor person. That is retained by the baal habayis prat l'tamun. So my love. It's exactly the machlokas we were talking about, that if it's occluded by another piece of grain, it is or is not, depending on your perspective, considered hidden low. So Ikir Bihudis min bimino heavy tamun, this goes back to the previous dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan Kirabana, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Kirabi Yehuda, and we can align them in that fashion. So Ihachi Mayir Yagabi Chavero. I feel a little bit off far of its swore, nami, then who cares if it's on top of another piece of grain, even if we're talking about something which is in the dust or covered in shards, so that should also be the case. Gemara says you're right, anachanami, ludicha kocha de Rabbi Yehuda, de amar, afilu min bemino hevi tamun. But we wanted to teach us a much bigger chiddush that when it comes to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is such that min bemino is still considered tamun. Right, Rabbi Yehuda in general is the one who says min bimino eno batel, that it just diffuses, and nonetheless, in this case, very fascinating idea that Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that min bimino, one piece of grain on top of another piece of grain, is still considered to be tamun, is still considered to be hidden. And we don't look at it as just grain which is out in the open. So tenor rabbanon chalal velo chanuk, not strangled, chalal velo mefarfer. Right, this is a very grisly form of a violent death, sectored. Be'adama velo tamun begal, it shouldn't be hidden underneath stones. No fell velo taloi be'ilan, as opposed to a dead body that was thrown up in a tree. Basada velo tzaf al pnei hamayim, it should be in the field and not floating along a body of water. So Blazer Omer, bechularim hayachalal orphan, he says, in any case, if it's dead, we go through the process of eglarufa. So Tanya Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amulah, the Rabbi Lazar, Yata Moda, Shim Hayachanok, if it was strangled, the Mutal Ba'ashba, Shein Orphan. So Alma, Chalal, Velo Chanok, Hachanami, Be'adama, Velo Taman Begal, Nofel, Velo Taloi Be'ilan, Besada, Velo Tzaf, Agabe Mayim. Rabbi Lazar, Chalal Yisayrak Siv. So he says, no, when the Torah comes back and says Chalal, an additional time, that means any way that you find a dead body. We don't really care what the circumstances of the position of the body is. So Nimta Samachosvar, O the Ir Shiruba of the Kochavim, Dhsiv, the Pasuk says, Ki Matse, Pratla Matsoy, as opposed to situation, Eglarufa by its very definition, like Sota itself, is meant to be very rare. So unfortunately, if it's in an area which is on the boundary between Israel and non-Jewish states, or a city which is mostly Ovdei Kochavim, and again you have to remember that in those days the pagans had an extremely violent culture. We have to be honest about that. The culture was a brutal culture. It wasn't a culture that was built around the idea of Tzelem Elokim. It was a culture that was built around the idea of nihilism, power. Very barbaric. And so,
Moloch, they did something like that.
Right, the Ramban is of the view that human sacrifice was prevalent in those, in those cultures, that Moloch is a form of human sacrifice. Right? Very, very, very brutal. Their pagan rites were, right, when we talk about paganism, it's not only a theology, it's a lifestyle, right? That's exactly right. So it's problem matzoi egla rufa. This is the first major important point of the day. It has to be rare. Okay, ola ir shein babazdin to be ina zikne ir v'leka. Remember, the whole idea is that society stops when there's, you know, one murder is enough to stop a society. That's why we drag out the bezdin from Yerushalayim. So ein modin el ir pshita came in the tana le ir shein babazdin on the adana de ein modin el ir sheish babazdin. So when you find a dead body in the field in the closest city, let's say, it doesn't have a bezdin, so you go over to the next city with a bezdin, as if to say, wherever the closest rabbinical authorities were, they're the ones who are responsible for society. So nimtza. So Blazer says, if it's exactly equidistant between two cities, both of them are going to have to bring an Egla Rufa. In Yerushalayim, Mevia Egla Rufa. You can never have it in Yerushalayim itself. Yerushalayim lo nischak l'shvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't proprietary to any tribe, even though, of course, geographically, it's at the boundary of Binyamin and Yehuda. Nimtza Roshav makom echad v'gufo makom acher, maluchin arosh etzal guf devir Blazer. Rabbi Kiva Omer HaGuf Eitzel HaRosh. So there's a dispute about whether the Rosh or the Guf is going to be the dispositive element in terms of where you measure from. Me'ayin HaYimodidin Rabbi Lazar Omer Mitiburo from the middle section, the abdomen. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mechotimo from the nose. Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov Omer Malkom Shenasa Chalal from the place where a person is normally a Chalal, which is decapitated. Mitzavaro from the neck. So my time with Rabbi Lazar Kasavar Efshel Etzamtein Mekrova Vefilu Krova so Rabbi Lazar maintained that we could be mathematically precise, and it could be exactly 2.16 miles from each of the two cities. Ven Yerushalayim via Egla Rufa, Damrakra, Lerishta, V'Kasavri Yerushalayim lo nischal kol l'shvatim. Right, Yerushalayim, as we pointed out, was not proprietary to any tribe. Nimtza Rosh HaMakom, Mai Kamifugli, Ilei Melenin Medida Kamifugli, Hamli Tani Seifa, Me'ayin HaYimodin, and Miklal Derei Shalobim Medina Askinam. We're not talking about Medida, we're not talking about measurement. So Yitzchak makes mitzvah kana mekomo kamifugi. Where do you bury the dead body if the head is severed from the body? V'hachi kamar l'kovro kana mekomo. V'heichad nimtza rosho b'makom echad. V'gufo b'makom acher malichin harosh etzal guf deru blasar. Rabbi Kiva Omer haguf etzal harosh. This is a practical issue in terms of where you bury it. So the body is brought to where the head was. My kamifugi. This is a practical issue. Marasav gufe b'dochte navil nafil. Reisha denad even nafil, and Marasav and Reisha echad nafil nafil gufa who derived v'azel. Rabbi Kiva's view is basically the following: that the head falls down where the person died, and then the body would have rolled a little bit from there. So we assume that the place of death, a meis mitzvah, is kona mekomo, is actually where the head was found. So basically, the principle that's being established here by meis mitzvah is the principle that the place of death, the locale of death, is the place that we're interested in. In terms of burial itself, so the going on from there, the next clause in the Mishnah was how do we measure? Me'ayin hayimodin de ma'akam ifugi marasaver ikar chiyusa ba'ape umarasaver ikar chiyusa b'tibure. The locus of life, as it were. Le'maki hani tanai me'echan avla notzar me'rosha v'chein omer me'i mi'ata gozi v'omer gizi nizrecha v'yashlich yabashal omer me'tiburo. So apparently the conception of neonatal development followed the similar lines, whether you think it's from the head or you think it's from the abdomen. So if you say Mabashal ad kan, lokamar bashal al inin yitzira dechi mitzar vlad mibtsiase mitzar, aval in chiusi choyama ba'apehu dechsiv kolashar nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. A very fascinating idea that as far as, you know, a living, whatever you think neonatal development is like, as far as, you know, where the life force is, it's in the nose, so to speak. And that's an important idea. I'm not going to get into it right now, but in terms of determining death, how do you determine that somebody is dead is a major debate, and maybe itself a suffix in Jewish law, whether it's, you know, what they call cardiac or respiratory death, or what they call brain death. So those are different perspectives that we have here. So Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Omer Makom Shenasa Chalom Yitzavar, my time to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Kidachsiv, that's a view that associates the neck with the death. Okay, so Mishnah says, Nifter Zikner Yerushalayim, they go back, and again, it's an amazing thing that one death stop society in its tracks, and you have to involve the greatest gedolim. You know, imagine there's a death somewhere, and you get Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Aaron Cutler, the Rav, and they all have to show up. You know, and it's a statement about how much we value human life. Nifter Ziknei Yerushalayim Ha'ochulahen Ziknei Osayim Revi Neglas Bakar Asher Lo Mashcha Ba'ol Ve'Ena Mum Bo'Sol Ba'ol Meridin Osol Nachal Eitan Eitan Kimashmo Kasha. So it's a very, it's not arable land. It's not ma'akeva. You take a meat cleaver and you sector off the head of the egla, the cow. It has to be within the first year of life. You can't work in that place. So you're allowed to lay out flax because that's not considered agriculture work, and you're also able to do, you know, quarry based work there, but you can't do agriculture work. In the Gemara, the Mishnah very famously says, "V'chi al datenu also shezikni beizden shob chedamim." Ella shalobal yadenu petrunu velorinu v'nyachnu. We didn't, you know, this person didn't come into our space and we disregarded him. So again, I just have to make the point in the most explicit possible terms that what we're saying here is that the Zakenim have a responsibility to establish a culture within the city, culture of chesed. And the idea that somebody could have been a guest in a town and sent off on his way without proper provisions is something that the Zakenim have to answer for. We're not saying that they killed anybody. And the Kohanim say, let this be an expiation. The Ramban writes very powerfully about the idea of the Egla Rufa as a form of karban that's brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So lo yutzrichim omar v'nikaper lahem adam, ela ruach ha-kodesh mivasrasan, imasai shetasu kacha, hadam miskaper lahem. Whenever you do this, right, the dam will be a kapara. So if you hey mum posel be egla mikal v'chomer, so we think that the egla rufa should be like regular kachim, sensitive to mumin, and we could even draw a kal v'chomer from the para aduma. Para aduma, shein hashanim poselos ba, could be of any age, mum posel ba, we know asherin ba mum, the para aduma. And again, the para aduma and egla rufa are natural comparisons, because those are two of the three karbanos hanasos bachot. So egla sheshanim posel ba, and odin sheyimun posel ba. So egla rufa, which is more sensitive at a certain level, right? Egla rufa is sensitive already to years, so certainly it should be sensitive to blemishes. So mun posel ba, so it should be a kal v'chomer. So shani hasam namakra sherein bambam. It's xeris akasav ba mun posel ve'en mun posel ba'egla. So elameyata lo yushar avodos posel ba. Alam Rabbi Yehuda Merav hiniach ala oda shel sakin. If you just leave something on top of it, psula uva egla ad shetimshoch, right? When it comes to the egla rufa, once it actually pulls a plow. So shani para dialfinan ol me egla. So egla nami tesi ol me para. So we should learn from para duma, the higher standard, that even putting, you know, using it as a resting place for like a bag will invalidate an animal for being a para duma. Imagine you find an actual red cow and you invalidate it because some fool puts his bag on it, you know, that will be and uses it in that fashion. That would be a really embarrassing situation. Okay, so why don't we learn in the other direction? So Hamid Rachmana Ba, the Torah has an exclusionary term, Ba, it's unique to Parjim Ba. Economic Siv Ba. So Hamid Baile the Mute Kachim to Lo Paslab Hu Avoda, right? That if you have an animal that did plenty of work and then you decided you wanted to turn it into a karban, nothing wrong with that. So Akadaita Chamina Lesi Bekavachom Me Agla, Ma Agla Shin Mum Posal Ba. Avoda poselas ba kachim shemun poselas ben in a din shavoda poselas ben. So ikla mifrach mala egla shekain shanim poselas ba. So atu kachim ileka de pasibu shanim. When it comes to kachim, is there no question of shanim? So kitzrich kra lahanach kachim de pasibu shanim. The kachim de lo pasibu avoda mehacha nafka mehasa nafka. We learned it from explicit psukim in Parashas Emor, which says averes, o shavur, o charutz, o yabelas, o garav, o yalefes, a blind animal, a broken animal. It has certain dermatological problems. Lo sakriv ve'il Hashem. Eila yatamakriv v'atamakriv kachim shenevdam hem avoda. It says itzrech. Zakadai techamina hanim yelehecha da'avad ben avodas heter, aval avodos iser emalitzeru. Maybe it only refers to forbidden kinds of work, okay? Like, let's say, lozachrosh b'shor v'chamor yaftav, so tzricha. V'anami mihachanafka, don't we know that? Miyad ben eichar, lozakribu eslechem leichem mikol eila, That work itself is not the problem. So itzrich, still we need it. It's one thing if you do work within the chulin, but let's say you make the mistake, and it's a serious error of taking an animal which was consecrated and doing work with it. It's not, it was an iser, it's an iser me'ila, but you haven't invalidated it as a korban, so it's tzricha. So gufam Rav Yehuda Merav, hiniachala oda shel sakin psula, the parah aduma is invalidated even if you use it not for real work, just to put something on it, a small bag, uva egla chetim shel chamesvei. Ol in liela ol, right, it can't carry a yoke. Sharavodos v'nayim artikav v'chomra egla shein mum posel ba, sharavodos posels ba, para shein mum posel ba, it's a higher sensitivity, and odin shein sharavodos posel ba, v'imnash chalomar nemar kan ol, v'nemar lahalan ol, ma lahalan sharavodos posels ba, avkan sharavodos posels. Okay, so we're going to extend from para aduma to egla rufa that it can't be used for other avodos. So mayim nafsh chalomar, what does that mean? You might have said, well, Egla Rufa should have the higher standard, because Egla Rufa has to be within the first year of life. So, therefore, it should have the higher standard of Avoda as a posel. Inami Kachem Yochichu. So maybe you'll say that Kachem will prove it. Shemum posel, behen vein Avoda posel ospen. So you'd say, well, we already have a model, we already have a paradigm for the idea that an animal could be brought as a korban, which is sensitive to mumin. Kachim, if they have a mum, can't be brought as a korban. But if they were used for work, it's not an invalidating factor. So nemar kan aol, nemar lahalan aol, ma lahalan sharavodos, afkan sharavodos. So miyakum shabas, ma lahalan adjatim shoch, afkan adjatim shoch. Maybe we'll say that the paraduma only comes invalidated once it actually pulls a yoke. T'nahi di ikad demaisi la miegla, and vika demaisi la migufa de para. T'tanya ol in liyala ol, sharavodos minayin tamadomar, asher lo ala ol. Mikol makom, any circumstances. Imkin matamad lomer ol, ol posel ben b'shas avoda, ben b'shlo b'shas avoda, if you put a yoke on it, that's it. Sharavodos ein poslos ela b'shas avoda. Any other work is invalidating once you've done the work, as opposed to just putting on a yoke itself is invalidating when it comes to the paraduma. Ve'em asher lo aleha, klal, that's a general term, ol is a prat, klal prat ein b'chlal, Elamasha Bifrat. Maybe we'll say that when you have a general term and then a specific term, the limits of the general category are what's determined in the specific category. So il ol in midia charino lo. So we would say only putting on a yoke is a problem, but anything else is not a problem. So asher ibuyahu, then asher lo alala ol establishes that even if you put like a bag on it, it's invalidating. So tani nami gabi egla ki agavna ol in li ala ol sharavodos minayim. Tamlam asher lo ubad ba mikol makom kin matam lomer o posel ben bishas avoda ben shelo bishas avoda sharavodos ein poslos ela bisharavodos ve'ema asher lo ubad ba klal o prat klal prat in bechal amashav prat ol in midiach min alo asher ribuyahum. So again, what's yotzei l'or from all of this is that things have their own specific dynamic. So when it comes to, let's say, paraduma, we're sensitive to mumin, we're sensitive to avoda, and we're sensitive to, you know, even putting on a yoke, but it could be any age. Egla Rufa, it's a little different. Egla Rufa, we're sensitive to age. Egla Rufa, we're sensitive to work, even though we have a little bit of a more liberal definition of work. In that case, it has to actually pull with the yoke. Asher lo ubad ba. But we don't really care about mumin. When it comes to kachim, we care about mumin. Sometimes we care about age. We don't care at all about avoda. So again, it exists in this kind of a triad. And it's a very fascinating topic. When we get to the world, we get to, you know, Seder kachim, we'll have a much deeper relationship with all of these things. But for now, you know, it's a very, very beautiful idea. So, Amar Vayu Bali Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishichas Ol Bechama. So how much is an ol? What does it mean to pull a yoke? So Amar Lei Kimlo Ol. So Ibayilu L'Orko L'Rachba. What are we talking about? Amar Lo Halmei Rabban Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. L'Didi Mifer Shal Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishichas Ol L'Rachbo Tefach. We're talking about a rochav of a tefach. Hands, okay? That's the definition. So this teaches us good business law, that if you're involved in transactions, right, a standard ol, if you go to Home Depot, you should expect a yoke of a tefach at least. So my peros, we're saying that the expiation is because this person was killed and he wasn't able to have children. So let's say the person did have children. Let's say he wasn't, or let's say he wasn't ever able to have children. Well, it means that loasa peros, if we're taking him down to a place which is barren, because what we're saying is that, you know, you cut this person's opportunity to produce peros, that is to say, the peros of mitzvos. So the second major point of the day. The first major point, again, we talked about in the context of all of society stopping for, you know, one murder, because it's such a threat to society. We have to drag out literally the zikanim, the ziknei ha'eda. The second, you know, major point that we see here is that the tragedy is that you prevented a person from continuing his life in the spiritual sense of the term, right? You know, every day is an opportunity for us to do another daf, for us to do more tzedakah, more chesed, more avodas Hashem. And what's going on here is that this person is deprived of that. So, midos al nachle esan, esan kemashmo kasha, barren areas. Tanur bet aminayin le'esan shu kasha. How do I know that that's the meaning of esan? Shenemar, this is the top of Membavim and Beis, etan moshevecha v'sim basela kinecha. Okay? This is a pasuk about the family of Yisrael, that they had strength. Omer shimu harim esriv Hashem ve'etanimos de'aretz. Achirim omer minayin le'etan shu yashan. Could be in addition to that, that it's an aged area. Shenemar, Goy etanhu, goy me olamhu. It's a nation that's been around forever. My time agamar refa refa mechata sa'of. That again, third major point for the day. We look at this as a form of kadshim hanaasim bachutz. It's a form of a carbon that's brought outside. So the arefa is brought from chata sa'of. Chata sa'of, right? The pasuk says umalako so mi mul arpo. You decapitate from the back. We're talking about it's asa to do work from that point on. Everybody agrees that the area is forbidden from work going forward. Rabbi Yonasan asher l'sha'avar mashma. Rabbi Yonasan asher ribuyahu. Okay, so there's a question as to whether it had to be an area that had never been used for work, but everybody agrees that you can't do any work there, any agricultural work going forward. Again, to really highlight this idea, that is a question of peros, of preventing people from involvement in mitzvos. But you can do non-agricultural work to lay out flax or to do quarry work. Maybe you can't even do non-agricultural work. So we answer asher ibuyahu, that this is a riboy to other kinds of work. But again, it only includes agriculture work. So zikne ayir rochtzin yidei, ten rabban v'chol zikne ayir ahi akrovim el chalal, yir chatzin sedeim al egla arufa benachal, they literally have to wash their hands. Shein tamalom arufa, ma tamalom arufa, al makom arayfasa shal egla v'amru, they say, yadena lo shafcho se dam azev yinu lo ro, v'chiali beinu also shabestin shofchim damim, you think these people are murderers, so how could they be rabbis? Al obalo yadena v'fatur b'lo mizonus v'lo rinu v'inachnu b'lo levia. Tani ayir meir omer, Kofin Levia, that we force people to escort guests. Sheschar Levia ain lashir. By the way, the Rambam paskins this way. Shenemar vayiru Hashomer mishiotzim in ha'ir vayomilu harenu nas mevo ha'ir v'asinu imchal chesed. Uchsiv vayaremes mevo ha'ir u'machesed asu imo shekolosa ha'ir hargu lefi chara v'osa ish mishpachto shalcho. The very beginning of Sefer Shoftim tells the story of the capture of an impregnable Canaanite fortress, and somebody from outside the city showed them, we'll talk about how he showed them in just a moment, the entrance to the city to allow the Jewish people to conquer it. So they destroyed the whole city, he lived. So it was a city that became the capital of Tchelas. Hiluz shabasan cheriv lo bilbala, nebuchanetzer v'lo hecheriva, v'af malach hamavis en lo rishos lavor ba. It's a city with immunity from Sancheriv, from Nebuchadnezzar, even from the malach hamavis. So how do people die there? El zakenim shabab is man shadaitan katzaleim. When people begin to lose their cognitive function, yotzin chutz lechoma v'hem mesim. They would walk out of the city where the malach hamavis could operate. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer maknani zeh Shalodiber b'fiv, he didn't even verbalize it. V'lo halach beraglav garam hatzalalo zararos of kolodoros. Misho salavia beraglav, a person who actually with his own body provides protection for somebody. Alachas kam v'chama. So b'mehir alahem, if he didn't speak, how was he able to show them the entrance of the city? Chizki amar b'fiv akam. He gestured with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan amar be'etzba'o hira lahem. So tani kavas Rabbi Yochanan b'shvil shekinani zeh hira be'etzba'o garam hatzalalo lazaro atzov kolodoros. So Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mahalich v'derech v'enu levia yasok b'torah. If you're at risk because there's nobody to escort you, you can protect yourself with Torah. Shenemar ki levia schenim l'roshecha v'anakim l'gargurosecha. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi b'shul arba p'sio shaliva para le'avram. Shenemar v'itzavalo para v'anashim. Nishtabi b'banav arba me'oshana. Shenemar v'avadim v'inu osam. Paro granted, even when he was kicking Avram out of Mitzrayim, a little bit of escort. So he was rewarded for this. Arba Meoshan. Rabbi Yehuda Marav Kol Amalves Chavira Abrahamos Beir Eino Nizok Ravina Alavia LeRava Bar Yitzchak Dalaramos Beir Mat Aliyade Hezekah VeItzel. Ravina was saved because he showed Rava this kavod. Tan Rabbanan Harav LeTalmid Adibura Shalir. A Rav should walk out his Talmud to the boundary of the city. Chaver LeChaver At Chum Shabbos. Go 2,000 Amos outside of the city. Talmud LeRav Ein Lo Shir. You go with your Rebbe however long it takes. VeChamer of Sheshes Ad Parsa. That's connected to Machane Yisrael over 5 miles. Rav Kana Ilvi Larab Simi Barashim from Narad Beit Tzinisa de Babel. Himatu Hasam Levada Damiso Hani Tzinisa de Babel. The palm trees of Babel Mishnei Adam Harishon Isnehu. They've been around since the days of Adam Harishon. Amalei Ad Karasam Nilsadam Rav Yosi Rav Yechina Ma'idach Sev Ba'aretz Lo Avar Ba'ish Lo Yeshiv Adam Ba'a V'chimiachar Shel Lo Avar. If no human being has ever been in this place, Heichan Yashav, how could it be settled? Ela Eretz Shagazar LaAdam Arishon LiYishuv NisYashva. Eretz ShaLoGazar LaAdam Arishon Lo NisYashva. So Adam Arishon had this great influence. He declared that certain places would be domesticated and others not. Rav Mordechai Yovel LaRavashi MeAgroni Avad BeKipi Vamilad BeDura VamRabbi Yochanan Mishum BeMeir Kol Sheino Malvel Mislavek Yilu Shov Echdamim. It's tantamount to murder because the roads were dangerous places. That Elisha had to leave a particular location by himself without an escort. They started heckling Elisha and calling him bald one, bald one. So Amrulay, she cracked alenu esamakom. Right, go away because you've torn God from us. So mayno arim ktanim amblazer sheminurim mina mitzvos ketanim sheim ktanim amuna. That they were, you know, people of bad faith. So tanin arim hayu bizvu atzman kiktanim. They conducted themselves as small children. So maskel Rav Yosef v'dilma hashem mekomem milokziv arim yatzu gedudim v'yeshu beretz yisrael nara ketana v'kashila nara ketana. How could he be a nara and a ketana? It's emre pedas ketana. She was a ketana demin in the uran. She was from this place. So hasam lemefarish mekom ma'acha. Mefurash Mekoman. It says, no, in this case, it can't mean just a location because it's stated, Vayifan Acharav, Vayareim, Vayikalim, B'Shem Hashem. So Elisha cursed them, they died. Mara, Marav, Ra, Mamish. He looked, Kiditan, Rishingam, Leolam, Rikomakam, Shinasu, Chamimineim, Omisa, O Oni. It causes death or indigence. So Shmolamar, Ra, Shakulan, Nis Abra, Behen, Iman, Beyomakipurim. They were all conceived in the terrible Isser of a violation of Yom Kippur, Rabbitz, Chanavcham, Rabbloris, Ra, Lahen, Kemorim. You saw, that they were like the Emori, Rabbi Yochanan Ra Shalo Haisabem Lachuchesh Al Mitzvah, that they weren't involved in mitzvahs altogether. V'dilma Bezarayu Nihava Hava, but maybe that their generations would be involved in mitzvah. Amar Blazar Lobam Lo Bezaram Ad Sof Kol Hadoros, that Elisha felt comfortable taking them out, even though again there's something very sad about that. Specifically because he knew that none of them were going to have any involvement in mitzvos. Lidori Doros. Again, very, very briefly, just 30 seconds, a quick review. The idea of getting the Sanhedrin involved, number one, is to demonstrate how significant the loss of even one human life is. That becomes a major issue. The place of Nachal Eitan, bringing it down to a place where you can't do any work, is because this person wasn't allowed to continue on with the spiritual work of his life. The Egla Arufa is a form of a karban. It's Kachem and Asim Bachutz. That's why you learn the halachos, you know, explicitly from the context of kachim that take place. And then we discussed, I think very, very important, that it's not that the rabbis are, you know, guilty of murder, but they didn't create a culture where human life was valued to the extent that people would have made sure that this traveler was escorted. And we learned about the significance of escorting guests, that not doing so is ki'ilu Shafach Damim. So God willing, we shall pick it up there tomorrow. Thank you to everybody for your kindness. We get started a little bit late, but we're able to accomplish everything that we set out to accomplish. Amir Tashem, we'll pick it up from there tomorrow.